Our next speaker is Jason Lessel from the University of Georgia, he's going to talk about onions.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm going to switch gears, stop talking about nitrogen, and kind of switch to sulfur and maybe a true small acreage crop in Vidalia onions instead of the high canola stuff. I just want to start off by saying that this is a joint collaboration through a lot of University of Georgia faculty and staff, and that this was funded by the Vidalia Onion Commission. A lot of the work I did myself on this is more on the soil side, but all the field work and some of the onion quality factors were done by other faculty members. So like I said, I wanted to focus on Vidalia onions. I might not be familiar with what constitutes a Vidalia onion. So these little blue highlighted counties in southeast Georgia have trademarked that name, Vidalia onion. So those are the only counties in the state, or I guess for that matter for the world, where if they produce onions in that county, they are allowed to call it a Vidalia onion. And what's unique about the Vidalia onion is that it is historically a very sweet onion. So it lacks those bitter, hot properties that make you cry when you cut them and burn in your mouth a little bit when you bite into them. So the reason for this study on the soil sulfur was because that over the last decade or two, the growers have noticed that their onions are losing that sweet taste. The heat is kind of coming back. Once upon a time, these growers could just pluck an onion right out of the field and they just eat it like an apple, and it would be that sweet. And then they're losing that, and they were having difficulty understanding why. So we came in and designed some experiments with the focus on sulfur. Most of you are keenly aware of this, but sulfate is the form most absorbed by the roots. It's very soluble. Trying to do any kind of research on sulfur is difficult, not unlike nitrogen. It can be tied up in acid subsoils, which we have in abundance in Georgia and in the southeast region in general. Primarily, the sources are fertilizers. We have very little natural organic matter. Some sulfur comes from the irrigation water. Once upon a time, we had a lot of atmospheric deposition of sulfur, which, you know, with the Clean Air Act, kind of got rid of that source. But who knows? Maybe we'll abolish that soon, and we'll get all that free sulfur again. So, in general, our understanding of onions is that they need about, during their maximum rate of uptake, it's about 23 to 25 pounds of sulfur per acre. And based on that, we at the University of Georgia, we've always recommended about that growers apply about 40 to 60 pounds per acre to meet that maximum rate of uptake. Despite that, we calculate that about 12 to 16 pounds for sulfur per acre is what's actually being removed from the field. So beginning in 2014, we commissioned a study where we looked at 14 different farms. We sampled soils down to a 24-inch depth, breaking them into 6-inch quadrants just to kind of get a baseline of how much sulfur is out there. And then from there, in the following year, we looked at a different application rates of sulfur and how we could correlate that back to those taste qualities. So here's just a slice of one field in the Vidalia growing region. This is very typical of what you see. You have about 12 inches of very, very sandy soil, and it's right on top of a clay layer. And when we looked, so here's kind of the approach we took. We pounded PVC pipes down 2 feet, pull them out, saw them in 6-inch increments, and did the sulfur analysis. So this is what we saw, and it matched very well with what we were seeing in the soil profile. You have very sandy soils in the top 12 inches. and that corresponded to very, very low sulfur levels. So we saw very little sulfur in the top foot of soil, and then as soon as we start to approach that clay pan, you get to see a huge spike. So at the deeper depths, and we're already in this one particular site, we're already almost up to 60 pounds of sulfur per acre. And again, we're only talking about 12 to 16 pounds per acre removal. So there's plenty of sulfur in the soil at the deeper depths, not at the shallow depths. So, and again, so the recommended rate is at 40, is around 50 pounds per acre. When we talked to the growers, we found out they were actually mostly putting out twice the recommended rate, sometimes three times the recommended rate. And so we asked them in the 2015 year if they could just leave one, you know, leave a plot with no sulfur and then go with our recommended rate, and then they can do their double recommended rate on the in what they normally do. So here is just some plant tissue analysis of the onion tops, the green leaves, and we found that these are six different varieties of onions that we were comparing across 14 sites, and we saw very little difference between the recommended sulfur rates and the double recommended sulfur rates as opposed to the no sulfur. So clearly, even what we're telling them to apply seems to be saturating the system with sulfur. So there's already looks like to be a lot of sulfur there, because doubling it had no effect on how much sulfur was actually making it up into that tissue. Here we look at the taste quality. In this case, we look at the lacrimatory factor, LF for short. And this line here kind of represents the threshold for when your palate can sense that heat. So essentially, growers in the Vidalia region, they need their onions to be below that threshold in order for them to continually call that a sweet onion. Anything above that, you start to get those heat qualities. It's no longer sweet. Now, the sugar content is the same in all the onions regardless, but it's masked by those heat qualities. So that's really what we have to keep down. So you see, again, there's very little difference in those six varieties between the 1X recommendation and the 2X. So even our, you know, the university recommended rates seems to be, is just too much. I kind of broke this down by variety, and we tried to correlate that LF factor with the amount of the average sulfur content in the soil. So these were taken at depths to 24 inches, homogenized. So these are average sulfur concentrations in the soil. And again, this is just looking at that LF factor. So as the sulfur concentration goes up, we see that the onions get hotter. And we looked at a lot of different varieties, and this trend was pretty persistent across pretty much every variety that was being grown. This is Candy Ann. This is Tallulah. Again, as the sulfur goes up, so does that LF factor and that heat factor. It should be noted that there was a couple of varieties where we didn't see that response, and it was very variety specific. Of course, it would be easy just to tell the growers, well, then just grow this variety. Of course, these are not the ones they want. You know, they want the big onions, the higher yielding varieties, which all happen to be very sensitive, at least in our, what we found. So instead of looking at the soil, we looked back at just the leaf tissue to see if there was also a correlation, and it was pretty high correlation as the sulfur, as you would suspect, as the sulfur increases in the tissue, so does that heat factor. Here I broke it down in two varieties. One was a susceptible sapolo, and then the plethora at the bottom, which didn't seem to respond to that sulfur. And here was just demonstrating that it looks like the plants are just not taking up as much sulfur, which is probably why we're not seeing that response. Okay. So our recommended rate seems to be too much. We looked at our recommended rate. We looked to see what they were actually applying, and all the onions were still coming back hot. So at the beginning of 2016, we set up a study where we were going to look at very, very low levels. and we picked two particular sites that had somewhat different characteristics. So on the left is this McLean farm, and this is a very, very sandy soil. We dug down to 2 feet, and we never hit a clay layer. So it was high sand, sand texture at a very deep profile. And then we went to another site, this VOVRC site. This is our research site that we've been growing onions for almost 2 decades on. And this is more characteristic of what most of the growers see, where you have that 12 inches of sand followed by that clay layer. So at the beginning, we treated at 0, 5, 10, 20, 30, and 40 pounds per acre of sulfur. And we went back and we measured what we found in that in those soils. So in that McLean farm, we saw very little response with how much sulfur we were adding. And that probably is due to the high solubility rate of that sulfur. As soon as you get any kind of irrigation or rain, it gets pushed down through the profile. Whereas in the VOVRC site, we saw high variability, and even in our 0 and our 5, which were our lowest treatments, ended up having slightly higher sulfur than the highest treatment, although those were not statistically different. So we went and looked at, we grew the onions and looked at the sulfur content. We do see a response at about the 20 pounds per acre rate. We saw a jump at the VOVRC site. At the McLean site, we really didn't see much of a response at any treatment. Again, it probably goes back to that high sand profile, whereas in the VOVRC, we saw that there was a lot more retention due to that clay content, so we did see a spike in the leaf tissue. We looked at the LF factor. Again, I'll throw up that heat line. So in the McLeans, they had that really deep sandy profile. It didn't seem to matter how much sulfur we initially applied. All the onions stayed sweet at that site. And we picked that farm because of that deep sandy profile. Whereas the VOVRC, we saw right at about the 10 pounds per acre, we started to get those hot onions. And we did look at yield. It started to taper off right at about the 20 pounds per acre. We saw a slight increase, we did see some. There was definitely a response. So, and this is why that they've always been applying sulfurs, because they know that the more sulfur they apply, the higher yields. And so that there is definitely a response. So we're still trying to work out exactly where that threshold is of applying just enough sulfur to meet the yield needs without impacting the flavor of the onion. So to summarize, we're seeing very high levels of sulfur, especially associated with those subsoils, clay layers. Clearly our recommendations are too much. We need to readjust those. 20 to 30 pounds appears to be sufficient to meet the plant's needs. We did see good yield response at that level. So that might be what we start recommending in the future. Primarily, it looks to me like we need to kind of approach the, instead of just this blanket approach of sulfur applications, we need to do more of a precision ag approach where we need to tailor the fertilization rates to individual fields based on how much sulfur is pre-existing in the top 12 inches and how much is in, if assuming they have the clay layer and the depth to that clay layer, and how much sulfur is already in that. And it might be that it's a little tricky just finding fertilizers available to them that lack sulfur might also be a factor to consider. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.